This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Coors family says it will develop land it owns in downtown Golden. CPR's Andrew Villegas says five city blocks will be overhauled for the project.
The founders of the Coors Brewery have owned the property for nearly 140 years. Right now, it's used for its ceramics-making business, Coors Tech. But starting in 2023, they'll begin turning it into hotels, hundreds of residential units, and space for new businesses. The Denver Business Journal reports that they expect to spend more than $900 million on the site. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
The historic Ehlich Theater on Denver's north side was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1978, but you wouldn't know that until recently. Here's CPR's Eden Lane.
Over the theater's 131-year history, many stars have graced the stage, including a 21-year-old Grace Kelly. It even hosted Colorado's first moving picture, Edison's Vitascope, in 1896. But this has been a particularly good month. The Preservation Foundation received two meaningful grants. One from the William G. Pomeroy Foundation means that 44 years after it was added to the National Register of Historic Places, they now have the sign to prove it. Board President Greg Rowley.
We have been working on the restoration for 20 years, and I still almost daily have someone saying, I didn't even know that theater was there. I didn't even know that building was there.
The theater also received a $70,000 award earlier this month from Lowe's to paint the building. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
The Denver Broncos organization was recognized for its charity work during last night's ESPY Awards presented by ESPN. Each year, the sports network names a sports humanitarian team of the year, and the Broncos have been finalists for 3 years straight. They're now only the second NFL team to win the award. Broncos players spent a total of 900 hours volunteering this year. This is CPR News and KRCC.